Extravagance is one of the things which are condemned in Islam. You see, an extravagant person will end up purchasing everything that they desire without even thinking whether I need this or not. Is this useful or not? Such a person just wastes a lot of their wealth, their money, to fulfill this desire of extravagance. They feel that my friend has it, my family member has it, my neighbor has it, I should have it too. But do you need it? This is where the needs versus the wants come into play. For this, we need to think carefully, be smart, that whilst we are spending money, a person should focus on their needs. You have extra, don't just spend it on anything. Help somebody out and create this mindset. If I walk into the shop, I want to buy bread. That's a part of the needs. I need to buy food, grocery items. Yeah, they put the bread and all of these milk, eggs right at the back. So you need to pass through the aisles. It's part of the marketing strategy. So as you're passing by and your eyes fall on this and that, hey, nice to have this. Well, let me buy this as well. You went for one item and you're coming out with 5 items or 10 items. Allahu Akbar. So go in, be strong, mentally strong that I'm just buying these 3 items that I need. And take that amount of money with you so you don't overspend. You have a little bit extra, give it in charity. That's going to be more beneficial for you. Remember, spending on something in which spending is forbidden by Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, or by the norms, spending on sinful things, spending on strangers in such a way that you ignore your own family members, your own household. This is part of extravagance. Living a wasteful life by wasting your time, wasting your wealth, wasting your energy. This extravagance, it's against the Sharia. If extravagance is against the Sharia, then it is forbidden. If it's against the norms, then it is makruh tanzihi. Slightly disliked in the Sharia. So this is where willpower comes in. That don't waste away your resources. Utilize it. Invest it. Especially for the hereafter. By doing good deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.